The program is focused on math, but a professor in UW-Oshkosh's College of Education says Native American students are often classified as learning disabled in a range of subjects. Judith Hankis says they're still wounded by the old forced assimilation of the boarding school era. Children as young as 3 years old, like Hankis' own father, were forcibly removed from their homes. Even though the worst of those schools closed decades ago, Hankis says the repercussions are still evident.
High truancy rates across the nation, and families who are, I feel, trying to say, you're my child, you can stay home if you want to stay home. I hated going to school, it was imposed on me. These are great grandparents, grandparents, parents.
Hankis got a $1 million grant through the No Child Left Behind program. It's paying to train 42 special education teachers how to relate better with their students who may come across as shy or unresponsive.
Most teachers serving Native communities are non-Native and are a bit frustrated not understanding the reasons of all of what is happening in the child's life. That are impacting on how this child is responding to school.
To gauge the program's success, Hankis will track standardized test scores over the next 3 years. If her techniques do work, she wants to expand it by training teachers who work with students in high poverty areas like Milwaukee. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.